Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest joining me on the phone line is Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, Amy Hall. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Matt, thank you for thinking of us. We appreciate it.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. And of course, so many industries and sectors have been massively affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And if you go back to the beginning of the pandemic here in New England, dairy farms have been forced to dump tens of millions of pounds of milk. Now, Amy, what does that mean? And how much of an effect does that have on the dairy farms themselves?
It has a massive effect. And what it means, I'm just going to back up a little bit and first tell you why the milk is being dumped. When the COVID pandemic first started, state closures were happening here and there. And then all of a sudden, it was schools and it was restaurants, mm-hmm. and then imports and exports became tremendously affected. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is those schools, the schools and the restaurants, make up a significant market for milk. So with nowhere for that milk to go, that typically schools and restaurants would purchase, mm-hmm. dairy producers were forced to have to dump their milk. As a result of that, milk is a commodity. So it's based on supply and demand, right. And that is how it's priced. What that will do and has done to our dairy farmers is it has significantly cut their income and their ability to stay in business in the very near future. It is devastating. It is massive. And I would encourage people to understand the radical impact that this will have on our small dairy farms here in New Hampshire.
On the line with Amy Hall, Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion. And Amy, and as you just pointed out, the cost of milk has dropped significantly since there's supply and demand, and the demand is less now during this pandemic. Now, what if those prices don't come back up? What will that do to the dairy industry as a whole going forward? And how quickly does it need to come back up to make sure that that effect doesn't take place?
Well, we needed it to come up yesterday. I understand that everybody's being affected by the pandemic. There's really no industry untouched. Mm-hmm. The dairy industry here in New Hampshire, in the Northeast specifically, our dairy producers need to make, they're paid by pounds, not gallons.
Right.
They need to make $19 per 100 pounds in order to break even on the farm. Mm-hmm. So that's even, that's no profit. To put it into perspective, price projections right now are anywhere between $11 and $13.
Wow.
So it is going to, you asked, how long can they sustain this? Mm-hmm. I can't speak for the individual farm finances, but I can tell you what right now, a large majority of our small dairy producers in this state cannot sustain that for very long at all. We're looking at 2 months, maybe 3 months. And then coming out of this, it's going to have to turn into a multi-year plan to have to rebuild this industry and the farms that actually remain and actually survive.
On the line with Amy Hall, Director of the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And Amy, you know, what are some things that we can do if people are listening right now? And, you know, obviously, you know, schools are out, restaurants are still closed except for takeout and delivery. And, you know, what can we do to help out the dairy farmers and, you know, do our part to try and help bring that, you know, price per pound up a little bit?
Thank you for asking. We do appreciate that. You know, retail is the market right now, the massive market that is still open to sell dairy products, your supermarkets and your grocery stores. I think that the light here is, you know, you can help our, you know, the public can help two different areas of need right now. 95% of food banks in our state are saying that milk and dairy products are the most requested item, mm-hmm. that they cannot fulfill. So if you're in the grocery store, please don't make a special trip. But if you happen to be out in the grocery store, grab an extra gallon or two of milk and call your local food pantries and see if you can donate that milk to them. Not all pantries have refrigeration, but a good chunk of them do. And I'm telling you, it would make their day. We're also seeing food insecurity in the state rise as a result of COVID-19 pandemic. So by doing that, you're not only helping dairy farmers and our dairy producers, but the food banks have always been near and dear to the hearts of dairy farmers here in New Hampshire. So you would be helping two areas that are in desperate need right now. And hopefully that's something that people can feel good about doing.
That's an incredibly good tip there. You know, I've spoken with, you know, people at the Vermont Food Bank, at the New Hampshire Food Bank, and the demand is so much higher, in certain cases, 100% higher across the states compared to where it was last year during this pandemic. So, I mean, that is an incredible tip to go out. If you're at the store, grab an extra gallon or two of milk to bring to the food bank, and they're certainly in need of it, and it will help out the dairy farmers at the same time. So, yeah, that's a great tip there. Amy Hall, Director of Granite State Dairy Promotion, I want to thank you so much again for the information and the time today. You stay healthy and stay safe.
Thank you. You too, Matt. We appreciate you.